Lawmakers are expected to meet in a lame duck session this month to approve union contracts. State Representative Robin Voss wants those deals posted online before a vote takes place.
I would rather have this put on the state website, let the public who are going to pay the bill understand what's in the contract, and give legislators ample time to review them and decide whether or not it's a good deal for taxpayers.
Voss and State Senator Alberta Darling, incoming co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, sent a letter to Governor Doyle asking for maximum transparency. Voss says he's leery of deals being cut to push the contracts through.
If they're not even willing to share the contracts, then my suspicions probably are correct. There are things that are hidden in there that have been throwaways to the unions in exchange for perhaps not getting a pay raise, to not have layoffs, or to not have any more furloughs.
Republicans want the contracts delayed until they control the next legislature, although Voss admits Democrats have the right to push for a vote now.
If they are hell-bent on negotiating these contracts in spite of what happened at the election, they have every right to do that under the Constitution. But I certainly think that the people of Wisconsin should have the same access that the people inside the union and the Doyle administration have.
Democrats argue the contracts have not yet been finalized, so full details can't be released. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.